podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello everyone, welcome to another video from Fantasy Football Scout. My name is Az and I am joined by the marathon man himself, Mr. Chris James. Any streams planned, Chris, in the future?
Yes, I will be here on the weekend. You've given me Breakfast Club, or as I'm now calling it, Breakfast, Lunch and Dinner Club. So
That's very good.
I'm going to be here for 10 hours live on your Saturday. No, probably not, but that's the plan.
It's what the people want, Chris, what the people want.
Curiously, people seem to quite enjoy it. They didn't realise that it was because I have no idea what I was doing. They thought it was because I was dedicated, which I guess it was. Mm. So, yeah.
Well, we've got something a bit different for you all in this video. Fantasy Football Scout have partnered with someone new. They're called BetU Fantasy, and it's a way of making money. And the best thing about it all, Chris, is that it's completely free. Do you want to explain a bit more?
It is completely free, yes. So it's a new thing. It's come out of the world of crypto, which is all very exciting at the moment. Don't be terrified. It's very exciting crypto at the moment. Obviously, there's loads of Bitcoin and various games and the metaverse and everything's changing, NFTs, essentially. So what it is you sign up for free. You get given a token for free, which you can then use in this game. You get one every week, and you can then use this game to sort of transforms into 1,000 credits effectively, and then you kind of place them against each game based on who you think is going to win the game. And they use kind of, I guess, bookmaker odds to kind of work out which, we'll go through that in a minute, about which, what the likelihood is, and so what your return would be. So it's kind of a little bit like betting, but you're not actually betting any real money. Mm-hmm. The great thing is, so you play that, so it's kind of predict a game, a bit like what, you know, we all do each week, try and work out who's going to win. And then at the end of the week, if you've done well, you'll get kind of rewarded with loads more tokens, and then those tokens then are real tokens on this kind of blockchain, this real crypto that you can then transfer into real money or accumulate further. It's up to you. So first time I played sort of 1 week of the week when we were sort of chatting, so and won $8 worth from nothing, which is good. And it's, you know, it's quite an interesting game. It kind of feeds into your fantasy thinking a little bit as well, because you're obviously thinking about which teams are going to do well. It's something you're constantly thinking about. So it is, they describe it as a fantasy product, but it's much more like a prediction product, really.
Hmm. Well, if anyone watches Black Box, Mark and I do the predictions every week. I'm winning at the moment, 50% success rate. So I'm feeling quite confident about this.
Are you winning?
Oh,
so
yeah.
The thing is, Az, you never hear about it. That's the thing about you. I think when you're winning, no one ever knows.
They say my greatest strength is being humble, and I would absolutely agree with that.
Humility. That's your middle name, isn't it? So that's good.
So I've got the games for the weekend up on the screen. I've got my 1,000 credits. So, I mean, Chris, you and I don't know how this is going to go between us trying to work together to use these credits to pick some.
I'm doing the background of my own, mate. So you can pick yours. I'm just going to tell you where I'm going. That's
Let's go through them. I mean, some of them I think are relatively straightforward. I think we're going to argue on some of them. I mean, Arsenal, Newcastle. What are you thinking?
I mean, do you know what? The thing you've got to look at, it's not just the result. In this particular game, look at the result. Obviously, if we just think about the result, you've got to think Arsenal home win probably will do it there. But Newcastle looked quite tasty last weekend. I thought, you know, Newcastle, they came back. You know, Brentford, obviously, a bit of a mixed bag at the moment. But, you know, Eddie Howe's proper first game in charge, hopefully, or probably if he's got over the COVID. I think Newcastle could do something here. I think Arsenal got a bit of a... given a bit of a lesson by Liverpool last week. So their confidence, which is sky high, has probably been a little bit dented. And in this game, the away win, the Newcastle win, is 6.6, and the draw is like five times whatever you put in. So I'm thinking draw for this.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing, isn't it? When it's not just a case of just getting the prediction right. You want to kind of try and back some of these bigger odds. And also, you've got to think about how many credits you want to use as well, because you haven't got to use, you know, 100 credits on each of the 10 games. If you're not that sure, on this one, for example, we could use just 50 or 25, and we could plump for, you know, more credits on one of the kind of easier to call matches. Because I completely agree. I mean, Newcastle were reborn in the last game. They had the most shots of all teams, lowest mins per chance. I think they could get something out of this. I think I went for an Arsenal win, but I think at the draw at 5, I'm pretty tempted by that. How can we go for that?
Yeah, I think, you know, if I was literally, yeah, I think Arsenal's, it's more likely, obviously, Arsenal win, but I think easily draw a 5. We're on the same page. I'm putting 200 of my 1,000 credits in there.
200?
You're not going as mad as me, but what I won is when I went with Norwich. That when I went with like a lot of steady results, and I picked a couple of randoms, but I've only played it once or twice properly. So don't.
Is it the singles you do and not the multi?
It's singles. Yeah.
Yeah, so. I think let's go for singles as well. I think I agree.
I don't know how the rest of that works. So I'm not an expert in here. There's all sorts of different markets in here. If you do really well and accumulate loads of tokens, you can then go in and play for even more money. I think this is for the equivalent of $2,500, this free one. So
I mean, the multi is essentially an accumulator, right? So you have to get all the predictions right. Whereas with this one, each one is looks at individually.
I'm not a bad expert. The accumulators are fun, but Palace Villa. So we're agreed on Arsenal Newcastle. That could be a chance where Newcastle could get some in. I think they'll score tomorrow. So I think we're on the same page here.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm going for a Villa win here.
You think, Gerard, you put your money on Stevie G?
I'm putting my money on Stevie G. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't too impressed with them against Brighton, apart from the last 10 minutes when we took off our two best players and let them play. But I think given the options that Gerard's got, and there's this buzz kind of around them at the moment. I mean, you saw Palace concede three goals against Burnley in the last game. I think Villa have got enough to get a result here.
I agree that Villa are already a different proposition. I feel bad for the obviously previous manager, and I think Dean's done a solid job last season. He's had bad luck with injuries and transfers just getting bedded in. But I think already they look to have more fight and look more with it in that last match. So I think I'm going for a draw though. I think Palace are a different animal than used to be as well. I think Palace will score. Gallagher, who is my FPL hero, I'm one of the few people kept playing him most of the time. Got him off the bench relatively luckily 1 week, but he's I think they'll get a goal.
Not like Dennis.
What, like Dennis? Oh, don't start with Dennis. Rudiger was my problem last week. Dennis, I don't even mind. Like Dennis, I was never going to play Dennis. I've had Dennis. It's a long story, but I've had Dennis for quite a long time since he got the haul against Everton. And then obviously the whole other week, and it's never come close to getting off the bench. I don't know why I've got him really, but I might actually play him this week. You never know.
Desperate times.
I'm going full tilt, Maverick. Well, I'm quite close to your points now, Az. If I'd not done that mad, played Livermento over Rudiger this last week, I'd have been above you, but I didn't, so I'm not. It's going to be interesting.
Got to get close to that top 5K-ish finish that you never go on about.
Top 5K. Have I ever mentioned that? I don't know if I've ever mentioned those top 5K.
Two most humble FPL managers, you and I.
We are the most humble managers. Anyway.
I'm going for Villa.
I'm going Palace. I think, yeah. But I think the odds for the draw and the multiple for the draw, I guess the odds for and the win, away win the same. So it's, either way.
Yep. I mean, Liverpool, Southampton, I don't think we need to spend too much on this. It's a Liverpool win, isn't it? Can you see any hope?
The thing is, we know it's a Liverpool win, but it's almost like, is it worth putting down any of the tokens in this game on that? Because it's 1.34x. So basically, you get a very small, if you put 1,000, you get 340 back. But, it's going to happen. There's no chance to be any result of the Liverpool win, I don't think. So I'm not. I might have missed that one out totally, I think.
Well, I might put a treble on here, which would be Liverpool, City and Chelsea, because I think those three teams win sort of fairly comfortably. So I'm going to stick 100 tokens on that that triple. That gets me 298.
Okay. It comes in. Look at you using the advanced features.
Pro, right?
Straight away. fair enough. Okay, good. All right. Well,
let's have a look at Norwich Wolves. Interesting game.
Yeah, it is interesting, isn't it? It is interesting, and you can see from these. I don't know if these are booking odds. Sportsbook odds, or where they get the numbers from. But yeah, it's quite tight, isn't it? On that, I think that's probably quite accurate. I do think Wolves will have got too much for them. I think Wolves is a sort of game they probably wouldn't want. Norwich would probably fancy someone sort of bigger that come at them that they can get on the counter. Mm. But I do fancy it's probably a Wolves win.
Yeah, I think I agree.
I might check a little bit of cheekiness on there. But,
I have 200 on that one. I like this.
But Norwich, are different, right? Norwich look, from a fixture perspective, that you know, are you thinking Pookie? Have you got any thoughts on in FPL?
Absolutely not.
No. I know. Well, you used to pick Trossard and stuff. I don't know.
Sam's been banging on about Pookie for weeks, but I just can't do it. I mean, I'm sort of considering Benteke, which I think is enough.
I had Tekkers in last season. He was brilliant. Yeah. He was, and I, you know, the way Palace are, I think he's not a bad option. The only problem with him is if, you know, and he can get knocked over and he's out for weeks, or he doesn't necessarily play the full match. Depends if this Edouard character gets back up to speed and you've got Eze coming back.
They've got
back.
So many attacking options.
Palace. Yeah, Zaha, I mean, Zaha's doing quite well, but not really been amongst the points that much so far. So I know Mark's a big fan of Zaha, isn't he? So. But yeah, but I think we're all agreed that's a Wolverhampton.
Yeah, I think so.
So talking of Trossard,
I am very confident that we lose this game.
Wow,
I know.
That spoke like a true fan, Az. Spoken like a true fan.
I've been beaten down.
Die hard.
We've just gone to pot lately. We can't score. We're not creating chances.
Leeds haven't got Bamford back. Rafinha, I think Rafinha's like to be back, isn't he?
Yeah.
And Rodrigo as well. But I Bamford still, you know, makes a big difference to them. And I think that's a draw. I can see it's being 0-0, to be honest, despite the attacking prowess on it. I think
I was impressed with Leeds in the first half against Spurs. I thought, you know, the youngsters really came in and did a good job. They just didn't quite have enough when Spurs came out firing in the second half. But in the first half, they could have been out of sight. They could have been 3-0 up.
Yeah. I'm going draw, but you're going for Leeds, are you?
I'm putting 250 against my own team.
That's the best way, isn't it? I never typically didn't pick that many Everton players. I'm an Everton fan for my sins. Didn't pick many Everton players in FPL because it's double misery, right? So
I like that it's 1,000 credits. Being able to put like 100 or 200 on does make me feel quite, you know, powerful.
Yeah, that's good. No, and now talking of Everton, Brentford, Everton.
Yeah, your team now.
I don't know. I mean, we started so well. It's a bit like last season, except last season it went on a bit longer. It's just typical Everton. It's like watching England batting collapse or something. It's just like we just kind of start all right. I think, oh God, maybe, you know, Benitez has got something. To be fair, we are missing the spine of our side. We've been missing Yerry Mina's we need him for corners. Decore was an absolute revelation this year. We haven't got Dominic Calvert-Lewin. So we're missing a big chunk of, I think Gray's out now, isn't he? He got injured. I think, I don't know if that's confirmed, but I know he got a knock last time. So I think he might be out as well. So I don't see Everton offering much. I think this is the sort of game we dread anyway.
Yeah.
I can see Brentford winning this. To you know, 1-0 or 2-0. They're not scoring that many there, Brentford.
Brentford the favourites in this, which says a lot about where Everton are at the moment.
Yeah. It'd be nice. Did you ever get Mbeumo and Bumo?
Oh yes, I've got him. I watch him hit the post every week. It's wonderful.
He does. He's good at that, isn't he? And you got Tony as well. Just
yep. Kind of, got the double up.
Yeah. That was the worst double up ever, wasn't it?
it's got to be up there.
That was Sutton talked me into that. That was he had a good argument, and I looked at the data and stuff. To be fair, there's been two or three disallowed goals, which have been in the last two weeks, which have been them combining, which would have been great. But yeah, I'm going to go Brentford. I'm only going to stick 100 against my team here, but I'm going to go...
I'm going to go for the draw. I think both teams are in a pretty poor form at the moment. I think they'll probably cancel each other. I reckon a 1-1, something like that. I'm not that confident. I'll probably just put 50 on that one, I think.
Fair enough.
Burnley-Spurs.
Okay, go.
That is
it's interesting they've given the Spurs odds on winning this and not good. I don't know. Burnley are a bit of a different proposition at the moment, aren't they? They've got an attacking threat, which is not something we're really used to.
Cornet will cause problems for Spurs.
Yeah, he is. Cornet is very good, and this is, Tottenham haven't quite organised themselves yet, but I think under Conte though, I think they are. The difference now is that he's got a plan B. I think, you know, if the first half's not been great for still, and against Everton it wasn't, and it wasn't great. But he's able to turn it around and sort of reorganise them a bit. And I think that's the thing. I actually think that I think Spurs will win this. And I'm, yeah, It won't be a Kane hat-trick, though. Sorry, sorry, Sam.
That's a soundbite.
He's gone straight back to not... I mean, he's looked a bit better, but he looks so... Do you see how happy he looked playing for England?
Yeah.
He's just like... He's playing with a smile. It's literally that smile on the face. He doesn't seem to have the same joie de vivre. I think he was better, though, wasn't he, again, in the last match?
He had a shot, you know, every 20 minutes or so, which is way up on what he was doing before. In the second half, particularly, Spurs just genuinely were getting the ball to him. He was taking shots. He was looking a bit more lively. He still looks quite cumbersome, though, playing for Spurs. And he doesn't look like that when he's playing for England. I think, it's literally like he's being weighed down with the pressure of playing for Spurs.
Do you think? Do you know how many points he's got this season? I didn't check it on FPL. I checked it on another site, and
I'd imagine he's got about 30 something.
It was like 23. It was something like eight games. Maybe that's an old.
He's blanked. He's got two or less in every game except for one where he got about 11.
That's incredible, isn't it? Yeah. I'm just looking at his historic form.
It's absolutely insane.
It looks like he's kind of just a different. You've got like a mistake. It's weird.
I'm backing him in this. I'm backing Kane in this. I think this is a good game for him. Burnley are very weak from set plays. They haven't got Tarkowski. Haven't got Westwood. Spurs need to build on that second half performance. But I think this could be the game that Kane emerges finally.
Cool. So you're going to go, but you're not great. You're not going great odds to go.
I'm going to put 150 on.
Fair enough. I'm going to go in the draw again. I've got a lot of draws. I think this could be. I think Spurs probably win it, but I think it could be a draw. I think Burnley will score. Can't seem to keep him out. Would you get Cornet? I know this is not the game for it, but would you? Are you looking at him? I mean, must be right.
No, not really. I'm not.
So far, no Pookie, no Cornet.
Well, he can't score worldies every week. You're looking for underlying stats to indicate he's going to be in and around the box, you know, snapping up chances, and he's not. It's the same as Smith Rowe. I like Smith Rowe.
You've got Smith Rowe.
I've got him in my team, but would I advise people to buy him? Looking at the stats, his timing of his runs are great. He could be another Ramsey, but I'm just not sure he's... I think Gallagher at that price range is the standout at six. I really like Gallagher.
I've had Gallagher since he was long before then. And you, how many Smith Rowe points have you had on your bench in the last few weeks?
I benched him twice, but I managed to get him off the bench on one of them. When someone missed, Rafinha missed out, so that was tasty.
Fair enough. Cool.
Leicester Watford. I've only got 50 left because I've used my.
You can go back and edit. The thing about a game is you can go back and edit. This is the absolute way you should do it. You don't have to do it on camera with a friend, but you do kind of go through it one by one and then you go back and go, oh, I might want to change around. So I'm going to go Watford. I'm actually going to plonk some cash on Watford. I just think it's unpredictable. Leicester, Leicester just don't look that great.
I like
it. I'm going to put 200 200 on Watford here.
I'm putting my last 50 on Watford.
I might play Dennis in FPL. The thing is, right, I've not played him. I bought him. Do you know why I bought him? I bought him because I had a choice between buying Saar, which everyone was going with, and Saint-Maximin at the time. I couldn't decide. I had a free transfer. What do I go with? I need, you know, I had Deadwood both up front and in the middle. I thought, well, I need one of these in. I thought Saint-Maximin was more fun. And then I thought, Saar was seeing where everyone's going. So I thought maybe some extra differential. And then somehow I managed to convert that, not being able to decide between those two players, I managed to convert that into going, oh, Dennis.
Ooh, Dennis.
He's got as many points as Saar, and he plays up front for Watford. And I've not really, don't like my forward line much. So I'll get him in. That was, I don't know. I think I might have played him in one game.
It was a masterstroke in a way. It's just you haven't actually played him.
I would say, it'd be a masterstroke if I captained him or something, or played him at all. That would be a masterstroke. As it was, I've got a player I don't really want to play ever, who occasionally does really well. So it's kind of slightly frustrating.
I like the Watford pick. I just put 50 on. I think they're 5.4, something like that. So
yeah,
that's the one. I think that's the best. That's the best value one, I think, out of all the fixtures so far.
Okay, so we've got two left. Two fixtures.
So how many credits did you win to draw $8 out?
I'm going to have to go back and look at my chart. I don't remember. I don't remember. I think it was a few thousand. It was a few thousand because I put, so I won a number of them, but the main one was a high odds one. It was Norwich. Who were they playing? I want to say Southampton. Was it Norwich Southampton? We haven't won that many games. I shouldn't be that hard to find that. But yeah, well, anyway. That was the thing that did it for me because the odds were so good, which is why I think, you know, it's that balance in this. I think in this game, I'm not an expert at this, but in this game, I think it's a balance between picking some surefire things, but then also a bit of a with a maverick punt.
You can try and slowly accumulate your kind of credits.
Talking of which, Man City, West Ham. So you're going on the hammers with your non-existent money left, right? I've got 100 left here. So what are you? It's not West Ham, a top four side almost, you know, at the moment ish.
I think City win, but I really like those odds on West Ham at 9.6.
Yeah. No, I know. I think you're right. I'm got 100 left. I'm gonna put a cheeky 50 on West Ham just in case. You never know. I think a draw is possible. Sometimes City are very hard to score against, right? Although it has been done, you know. Palace got result, but I think Brighton did very well against them as well. So I think it isn't impossible. But where they can sometimes go wrong is up front. They can just get into this pattern where they, you know, they've got all this talent, but they don't seem to be able to get the finish. It's routinely have more shots than anyone else, but if their 17 man forward line isn't on song, they sometimes, you know, don't put the team to the sword. So I'm going to go for a West Ham here.
Go for a West Ham, yeah, 9.6. That is, I mean, you know, Antonio's going to cause some problems, but
I think there's more chance of West Ham getting a result against City than there is of Southampton getting a result against Liverpool. And I like Southampton. I like Hasnettle and I like Livermento.
West Ham got the result against Liverpool a few weeks ago, didn't they?
Exactly. No, it could be Bowen. It'd be Bowen hat trick.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want Bowen. Have you?
I like him.
I really want Bowen, but it's who to get. I guess I've got Mbeumo now, and it's not the week to bring him in. Right, he's playing against City, but I think I might just hold my transfer this week in FPL actually. But yeah.
Well, I mean, West Ham's fixtures in a few weeks turn absolutely amazing. They've got such a good run, so I think the double up with Antonio and Bowen's going to be what I do.
Can't believe people selling Antonio.
No, I know.
Yeah.
He's going to batter us next week. I'm so scared to see our.
You just you. I like the way you go into every match thinking you'd get beaten.
I don't really. I just know our strengths and our weaknesses, and I see Antonio as being a massive weakness for us. He's just going to bully us so
Fair
much.
Enough.
And yeah, they've got so much. They've got so much pace and attacking threat. Like you say, their forward line is. Yeah, it's pretty scary. Okay, final match then is the big one, Chelsea v United. I mean, no one's giving Man U a hope, really, under Carrick, new management. Surely it's a kind of a routine Chelsea win. But I mean, 6-1 for United?
I think the thing is...
It could happen.
When managers change, you never know. I don't sense that... A lot of people saying that they stopped playing for Ollie. I don't know if that is the case. I just think the problem with United is much more a squad of some really great players, but not playing well, you know, never gelling that brilliantly as a team. And I think Ronaldo made it worse coming in because he just, you know, before they were able to rotate that forward line and mess around a little bit. And then suddenly you've got him as a fixture, really. And it just, I don't know. I guess people were disgruntled. They looked so good in the first game or two, and then it's sort of all
I think they absolutely stopped playing for him in that Watford game. I mean, every player on the pitch was poor, you know, making poor passes, bad decisions. There was no work rate, no sprints from anyone. It was every single player.
So you think they've given but who's in charge at the moment? Carrick's
in, yeah.
I mean, are they going to be playing for Carrick? I don't know if that's going
to
be.
Well,
no offense to Michael Carrick, of course.
Standard thing, isn't it? You know, he comes in, plays Sancho, plays really well. They win against Villarreal 2-0 in the Champions League.
Yes,
and now,
it's true.
You know, you've got a United back. Carrick's at the wheel.
Okay, well, interesting. I'm going to go with the draw of my final. I know you've spent all your money. I'm going with my final 50 on. My final 50 is going to be going on the draw here because I think this could be a 1-1 or I think it'd be quite a tight game. And obviously, Chelsea are very good at keeping it tight at the back, which is why you should always play all the Chelsea defenders, as I've learnt, and don't rest them. What was I thinking? Really good for Livermento.
There's a leaderboard as well for this, Chris, for BetU Fantasy.
What's that?
There's a leaderboard for BetU Fantasy as well. So you can
there's a leaderboard because you kind of you can do like one-off, obviously, but then there's an ongoing kind of sort of league as well. So, yeah, there's plenty more to discover. Yeah, really cool. And there's lots of sort of side options, as has said, he's going with his complicated treble up there. But yeah, right now it's totally free, so go in, have a mess around, see what you think. It's a new thing. Check it out, and let us know what you think, I guess.
Absolutely. Thanks, Chris. If you've liked what you've seen on this video, head over to betufantasy.com. You can then click play now, create your account for free, and then use your one token that you're given to enter into Division 2, where you'll be given 1,000 credits to play with, just like we used in the video itself. If you're interested in joining Division 1, you can use 1,000 BetU tokens to enter, where the prizes are enhanced and there are weekly rewards of $7,500 for you to win.